Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voice note review. I can't even say the score. Sheffield United 2, Chelsea 2. After a great moment against Manchester United, Chelsea leave us dishevelled and disappointed once again. A game where they were outplayed on XG, for those that love it. I'm talking about Tom. By Sheffield United, where we dominated 75% of the ball, did very little with it, less shots on target, scared to maybe even progress to try and get the result, I think it is. It feels like, for me now, Chelsea are more terrified of losing than they are with the need to win. It's the same response as the Burnley game, basically. These are sides which Chelsea should be going out and comfortably beating, which just aren't. They just aren't quite getting it. But, you know, a really interesting display in some cases. Thiago Silva comes back into the side, scores a goal from an excellent Conor Gallagher cross. And Noni Madueke shone with a fantastic opportunity, which he took very, very well. So there are positives from the game, but far outweighed by the negatives. Chelsea, again, dropping 2 points in the last three games. They've dropped 4 points, and that could see us in a very, very different position. But we are where we are. So I'm going to hand you over to the boys, give you their thoughts on the game, and we'll see you for the next one. Take care.
I don't have the words anymore. This is just beyond ridiculous. Very disappointing game. I can't do it anymore. I feel like we're cursed with terrible coaches. There's no reason. I was thinking halfway through today's game, I was thinking that Caicedo, if we didn't get Caicedo, we got whoever, Rice, doesn't matter. But if Caicedo went to Liverpool, regardless of Liverpool obviously being a great team, they would be getting the most out of Caicedo. And it feels like we don't get the most out of anyone. I think Cole gets the most out of himself. I don't think Cole's performances are due to coaching. I think he's just a ridiculously good footballer. Everyone else, I think we're actually the most inefficient football team in the world. I think we have a bunch of young, hungry players with talent through the roof. And we consistently get the least out of them as humanly possible. I think you could put a five-year-old in charge of our team and get the same results. You know, I don't see how you can get worse results with this group of players. And I like him. I do. Unfortunately, he's got to go. This has got to be it. It just can't go on. We've taken 2 points from Burnley and Sheffield United. 10 men, Burnley and Sheffield United. We've taken 2 points from both of them. This is a joke. Come on now. It's time to go. Let's move on. We can end this already.
Yeah. I have to echo what Jordan said there, I'm afraid. I just can't see how this is possible anymore. That is an absolutely massive, massive mistake to bring Cole Palmer off when we're only a goal ahead. Knowing our defensive record as well, we've conceded 2 in the previous 6 games. Shock we do it again now. I'm sick of these defenders. I don't think they're good enough. I appreciate that it must be difficult when there's been very little cohesion and playing together, but it's just so frustrating. Once again, 2 goals conceded, that's 7 games in a row now. But why is he taking Palmer off? What is he doing? We're a goal ahead. We don't have another game until next week. It's not like we've got midweek games like City and Arsenal do and Liverpool do. We've got nothing until next weekend. Why is he taking him off? You know, I just don't understand it. And then shock, we'd failed to score a third goal, and then shit one at the end. And as Jordan said, that's a point. That's another, you know, 2 points against Burnley and Sheffield United. We worked so hard to get a massive 3 points against Man United, and then we bottle it here. And that was a massive chance today to go right up Man United. We've been 3 points behind them with a game in hand. They've done really well to get a draw at Liverpool, and we managed to throw away points at Sheffield United. It's just sickening. It's so frustrating. And so predictable. And that is the point where you've got to think, well, why is this happening? Because it's not like, oh, it's a shock result. We just didn't play very well today. It is predictable. We knew this would probably happen. And once again, it did. And I'm sick of it. I'm fed up with it. I don't like watching us play at the moment. Frustrating, once again. Don't know why he's taking Palmer off. Really nice goal from Madueke. I'll give him that. Really well taken. Silva, calm goal. But I don't think he played very well defensively. I didn't think Jackson was very good. And I just don't understand why he's taking Palmer off. I can't get around that. But yeah, I agree with what Jordan's saying about not getting the best out of players, because I don't think Enzo is playing very well. I don't think Caicedo is playing very well. So you've got to ask questions. And I know these questions are being asked, but there you go. Anyway, so frustrating. We move on.